Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, Michael. It's John with Local Splash. Who's returning your call?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Did you have, any specific questions for me before we get started on everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going through here, looking up companies around me, so...
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Pull it up real quick.
Give me one second while you do that. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. I had to help my colleague here.
All right, so from my understanding, like, part of your service is getting the business put up as much as to the top of a search as possible within a certain mileage, correct?
Yeah. It's first page placement. How you're listed 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user. And then we could cover up to a 40-mile radius with the campaign that I quoted you on earlier, and for up to 15 different keywords or services at a time.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I was looking at, like, so when I Google mold testing, I just put near me.
Yeah.
What's the difference in the listings besides the Google map and the ones that are under sponsored that are above it at the very top?
Yeah, great question. So the sponsored guys are doing pay-per-click and pay-per-lead.
Okay.
The ones who are next to the map where we're talking about listing you is not pay-per-lead or pay-per-click. It's a flat monthly rate. And so you're up there consistently. If you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It doesn't change based on that.
Okay, and
the Google Guarantee guys do get like an extra insurance. You got to go through like this background screening, and they get an extra insurance, and we give that insurance to the homeowners too, for the lifetime of your work. So it does kind of give them a little bit of a incentive to go with our Google Guarantee guys that are in that pay-per-lead, pay-per-click section. But so that does give them the little $2,000 insurance that, hey, we vetted these guys. They'll get it right down the first time. If something does go wrong, we'll back it for up to $2,000. So sometimes for like a remediation job, they might be inclined to kind of go with those guys. But doesn't mean that these guys that are in the local map section aren't getting calls on a regular basis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. The other question I got is, like, how do these companies get listed in order?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones that are that where you're trying to put me at? Because I see on here, like, you got one guy, which I know him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be one of my direct competitors. But, like,
mm-hmm.
he's been in business for, like, 10 years, and he has 10 reviews. And I already know a lot of people's went. Had to go behind him, and then, you know, like,
talking Rocket City.
I'm talking about mold testing services specifically,
okay.
But both of them still got like 10 reviews.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if like it was a review thing, like how you could get put more up there or.
No, you'll see Rick and Ball Restoration down there, and he's got like 316. It's not even.
Yeah, that's where I worked at before. I was doing all their testing before.
Yeah, it's not about the reviews. It's about who you're working with. It's the Google partners. The Google partners are the ones who keep these guys up here.
Okay.
Mhm. So the good thing though about building up those reviews is like if you were to leave us one day, you know, they'll still be able to find you. They might not see you on the first page as a top option, but they'll still be able to see you and see your reviews and. You know, it almost gets to a point where you don't really need to be the top guy right away. But for your situation, you're starting from scratch. I mean, it's going to be essential to really get things up and running into a a good pace. And so this will kind of make you like the first right of refusal for most people, or give you the first right on a lot of things, a lot of job opportunities, and then you can kind of cherry pick through those and try to build up the reputation as we go.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all month to month. I mean, every business owner we work with, they're coming back at their own will, right? You can part ways with us at any time, but what we do is we get in there and try to make sure we're making you as much money as possible or putting you in position to get as much traffic as possible so that way you don't have a problem. Keep using it each month.
All right, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Great question, though. Great question. A lot of business owners are so blind to this, they don't really get into it. They just go, hey, you guys will handle the marketing?
Those are the business owners that have money where they don't have to worry about doing all the extra lab work.
Yeah, you got to be careful. But if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, I think you'll do great with this. We'll also save you a lot of money. Those guys overcharge and sell their leads to multiple people. We don't get into that. We just let the customers call you live right off the first page. And so it's a different kind of service. You don't have those surprise lead fees, click fees, or call fees popping up on you. And we'll give you multiple different ways of generating leads, not just Google, but being on the top spot on Google will actually make you a top option on Bing, Amazon Alexa devices when they use those talk searches through the Amazon Alexa devices. Same thing with you're a top option on Apple and Safari. All of these pull from these Google top guys. So, you know, you get credibility from all those platforms. There's Facebook ads in there, so you have a Facebook business profile, and the ads will actually target people who are either actively looking for mold testing or have looked for it in the past. You get remarketed to them. And then, of course, there's the optimized landing page, which is just a fancy word for a website. So you have your own .com site that we host and maintain, and there's a tracking system hooked up to all of this so you can actually see all the leads that are coming in from the listings that we create and the marketing that we're providing. So you'll have full transparency on what your return on investment is each month. But yeah, instead of you having all your eggs in one basket and paying for every lead, whether you get it or not, now we're going to have your eggs in multiple baskets and you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You'll have leads coming from multiple directions, although about 90% of it's going to be coming off of Google.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But what I quoted you on was about half of what we normally charge. So if you're somebody who's got a tight budget, month to month, no long-term commitment, and half price, it's not a bad way to go to help somebody start their business out and get the ball rolling.
No, I completely understand. Does it stay that rate, or is it like, hey, if you use this for like 6 months, we're going to bump you up to $500 a month?
No. I'd lock you in at the $299, but if you wanted to use it like long term, I would definitely recommend you do like a prepay option at some point. Once you get things going, because it saves you money. I mean, even at $299, you know, you're spending about $900 over the course of 3 months. You know, if you do a 3 month prepay, it's $700 flat. It saves you $200 over the course of 3 months, you know. Or like the 6 month deals are $1,300, and that'll save you about $500 over 6 months. And then they have a year package you could do. It's $2,500 for the year. And, that'll save you $1,100. So, I mean, you're just under $100 a month savings when you do the prepay options, even with the $299 pricing structure that I have you on. So that's usually the route guys go. Guys lock these spots up for quarters or 6 months or a year, and then they evaluate it over the course of a longer period of time than just month to month. But we do like to make the offer to month for business owners that are in your situation where it's like, hey, things are tight right now, I'm just getting started. You know, so then we have these month-to-month packages. Make it so you don't have to commit long-term or spend a arm and a leg to really get the ball rolling.
No, so I kind of like that prepaid option because, I mean, that's something I do anyways, like even with my car insurance.
Me too. Like, yeah, I pay the whole car insurance for the year. So. like when I do my registration, I just do it all in one clean swoop, and then I just got gas and go.
Yep, exactly.
Best way. I don't got to worry about it. But which one do you think would be best for you? The 3 month, the 6 month, or the 12 month?
How much was the 12 month?
You can do the year for $2,500.
Okay.
And that's everything in the Platinum Bundle. That's the website, Facebook, everything.
All right. And so how does the lead, or not leads, how does the ads work, like say for Facebook or whatever? Like I understand like the Alexa stuff, all that. I don't get into that. But I know it will help, but just like Facebook ads, or if there's like a, I don't know if they'll do Google ads as well, but like how does that work?
We do have a package that has Google ads too. This one is Google Places with Facebook ads that I'm quoting you for the year, $2,500. The Google ads would definitely add to the pricing structure. Maybe that's something we could add later down the line. But I don't think it's necessary unless you want to cover more than 40 miles. Then we would definitely want to bring the ads into play. But it's covering you for 40 miles and 15 keywords. Every client that I sign up, we do an in-depth client interview, which could be done today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. And in that interview, we'll customize each campaign for you, right, to your specific services, to the specific areas that you want to be found in. With Facebook, if they've done an active search, so if they're on Facebook searching for one of your services, or if they've looked for it on another platform in the past, or on Facebook in the past, you get remarketed to them. So you'll actually have like your own pop-up with like a link to your Google business profile, a link to your .com website on there, a picture, your promotion, call now, right? So you actually pop up to them. And we create those ads, but we will send you a little text message before they're launched with a link to the ad so you can give it your stamp of approval before we launch those campaigns. But we host it. We do all the legwork on it, all the content creation. You know, we try to make your life as easy as possible. We just want you to focus on really taking care of these people and getting good reviews so that way we don't have you on the first page with a one star. Yeah. But
the reviews is kind of like when I was at Rickenbaugh, like how you mentioned, like all theirs, like probably about a good bit of their reviews when I worked with them came from me. But the good thing about them though, or what they was doing, was they have this, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's called like Review Tech.
We have review monitoring as well. Review Tech. It's a part of your service. We want you to have as close to a 5-star as possible. Especially, you know, it's a lot of people, your reviews, if you have bad reviews, or even if like a competitor's just bashing you, it's kind of detrimental to a business if somebody writes something crazy, or maybe it's just a competitor trying to bash you. So we do have ways of kind of preventing the negative reviews and encouraging the positive reviews.
Oh, that's good, because I already know that I got a manager at Rickenbaugh, the one that me and him got into it, but he's already said if he can throw me under the bus or hinder me from making money, he's going to try to. So.
No, Jesus. Yeah. No, we have a review monitoring. So, you know, the reviews are verified. They have to be logged into their email. And then we could also verify through your tracking system if it's an actual customer, just somebody bashing you. And then once they write one, we don't let them keep writing others. They can actually change theirs. And we can even expunge it if it's negative, or they have the ability to change it as well. But yeah, we usually send like an automated response message initially, and then if they don't respond, then we can go ahead and get it removed.
Okay. But yeah, that's what I was saying. Like one of their software that they use was at Review Tech, and like so, like whenever, say if I was to go to a customer's house, I sign the job up. Well, once that job's completed, you know, I ask them like, hey, do you mind leaving me a review? They're like, yeah, I'll leave you one. And instead of like waiting for them to, if they happen to go on Google just to leave you a review, I could just send like a message straight to their phone. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, pretty much like, if it's like a, I think it had like a smiley face, a brown face, and like a neutral face, and like,
yeah, ours like, is a always, we have an app actually that's like automatically, it's a part of your tracking system. And there's an app you can log into, and there's a little section in there. You punch in their number, and it'll send them the link to the Google business profile, asking them to put a star review and write a little review. We recommend you that you send that out to either past clients and then obviously the new ones as you complete the service with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that definitely sounds good.
That's built in. I'm pretty sure Review Tech kind of built that off of Google having that platform for people that might not be doing Google advertising but using other platforms.
I would imagine because that's
we only like give that to our clients. Yeah.
Yeah, that Review Tech, I did like the way it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the one thing like
great tool.
Say like Rick and Ball, like if they had like they've got like a bunch of bad reviews, but like if somebody hits anything other than that smiley face, it doesn't I don't
publish
know how it.
It
works. Yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't publish it.
Yeah,
I guess it's up to
them.
The owner if they want to publish it. Even
right.
If they leave a 4-star instead of a 5-star.
Right, yeah, that's kind of why we want you to request it through the app, because that gives us a little bit more control of it before it gets finalized, you know. And then they could send the automated message if there was an issue, asking how we resolve it, and if they don't really respond to that, then it doesn't really get published, so that's always nice. But the easiest route is just to make sure you're taking care of people, and then the ones that are bashing you, we get in there and we'll defend you, because we're also vouching your credibility to these people. You know,
yeah.
We don't want to be telling people, hey, this guy's top recommended. We Google verified him. You know, he sent in all his paperwork. He's fully legit. Go with this guy. It's got a 1-star. That just takes away from our credibility altogether. You know, so we try to avoid that. Yeah. It says review monitoring right on that platinum package. So that's what you'd be getting is the entire platinum package. I would just be, waiving the setup fee for you, and then we could do the whole year for $2,500. So that'll lock you up all the way until August 8th of 2025.
So what would be the, what's the process as far as getting set up? Like, what do I have to do?
Yeah, so there's a client interview. Obviously, I could schedule that today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule, but definitely want to get that done before we roll into the weekend, because we've got some things we got to get for you, and we could still work on those over the weekend. So client interview, there's a PIN verification letter that Google will send to you in the mail. You only have to do that one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. If you do business from home, totally fine. We can hide your address, but we do got to send that PIN out to you. There's a little 5-digit number I'll get from you. And then there's a form you got to fill out called a Google verification form. I can actually show you an example of that right now. What's your email address, Michael?
It is IES at hsv-ies.com.
Okay. IES at hsv-les.com or IES.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the dash is like a hyphen. I know some people call it different.
Yeah, sometimes it's an underscore. I always call it a dash, too. Well, dash,
okay.
Hyphen, yeah. But if it's an underscore, it's at the bottom, right?
So. Yeah.
Okay. So, IES at hsu-ies.com. Okay. Let's save. And I could send you this Google verification form. So the things we would need from you, though, are your Google PIN verification letter when it comes in, client interview, this Google verification form, and then we ask that you be responsive to your clients as they call in and try to get as good of reviews as possible. We also ask that you be responsive to any future communications from us, meaning like I was telling you earlier, before we publish your Facebook posts or ads, we do send you notifications via email or text message just to get your confirmation on it before we launch those, because it is representative of your business. So you know, we want you to be responsive to those things and be proactive for the most part. But as far as actually doing any kind of significant legwork throughout the campaign or hopping on a computer, anything like that, we'll have taken care of. You know, there's no point where you're going to have to jump on and actually have to put in any kind of legwork.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, we kind of treat it like, you know, like, I mean, not saying you are, but this is kind of our approach to it, is that people are like computer illiterate and 5 years old, you know? Yeah, yeah, we have.
No, believe me, I am one of those.
I can study.
I got like 6 certifications. I can study like hell, but me on a computer, I am illiterate as shit.
Yeah, our largest clients are usually older. You know, they've had businesses for like 30 years and built up these crazy reputations, and they're just not computer savvy. They just come from the generation just before that, usually, or they've inherited it, you know. And so we try to make sure that those guys get accommodated, so and nobody falls through the cracks. So we've kind of developed the mentality of acting like you guys just don't even know how to turn the computer on, and we do everything for you. And then obviously if it's effective and you're making money, you'll keep using it. And that's kind of our approach. So.
Well, trust me, that's definitely something I need.
Okay. Yeah, we got you. I mean, we even have guys where, you know, we don't even send them emails because they don't check their emails. So we just have like the preferred communication be phone calls, because it's like, hey, I don't text message. I don't check my emails on a regular enough basis. So if there's really an issue, just call us. And so we just have them on a strictly phone call basis. And we could do that for you too.
That war.
Yeah, make it easy. That way, instead of going, hey, you know, we sent you a text, you didn't respond. You know, it's like, yeah, let's call you.
Yeah, like, well, me, like, yeah. I mean, I'm good. If you send me a text message, I'll see it. But,
yeah.
Like, if you send me an email, like, if I'm not expecting something, like,
yeah.
I just have to be, like,
I'm not
doing anything. Like, did anybody send me anything today?
Yeah.
Or do I got to delete, like, 100 more spam I got from today, you know? It's like,
yeah. No, we're really adamant. Like, if it's something with urgency too, we'll definitely call you regardless. Or that requires like immediate attention, we'll definitely call you. But we do ask that at point of sale. Like, obviously I'll have to do this voice verification with you here, that you look out for that and try to be responsive, especially when it has to do with us. We understand that certain clients, you know, you might get overwhelmed with a project. When people are calling you, you might miss some people. That's fine. But if you see it coming from us, it usually is something important pertaining to your campaign. So we want you to definitely.
Well, do you have like a specific number that would always show up when somebody calls that way?
Yes. Yeah. It's that number that I texted you on there, that 877-635-6225. And then I could also shoot you a message here with my direct extension. It's the same number. You just hit 544. And so that's where everything comes from, is that 877 line.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah. So usually you guys will just save it, you know, and then when it comes across, they know it's Local Splash Google advertising on their caller ID system. Yeah. But that's it. So pretty much I just need to create your account, schedule your client interview, and then circle back with you during client interview time. I sent you the Google verification form. If you want to go to your text messages, there's a little link right there you could click on and give you a good idea on what to expect. It'll ask you to send in license, insurance, things like that. That's probably the most work you'll ever have to do over the next year pertaining to this, and it's just we need the information to validate your business.
Okay. Well, as a matter of fact, that's, I'll probably have to wait because I got my business license, but, like, I've been calling around. I'm still waiting on some.
Insurance?
Yeah. It's so hard because, like, I've got, like, every time I find an insurance company where they'll cover the type of industry I'm in, it's like, oh, well, we can do one
this, but
insurance,
not that.
But we can't do both. And it's like,
yeah.
I'd rather just have one insurance. That way I could just make one payment to you and
it's
be done.
Common. Yeah, it's common. It's very, very, very common. But what I wanted to tell you,
looking for insurance though.
No, that's fine. So this is why I want to show you the form, right? If you could click on that link, you'll see certain things have a red asterisk and some don't.
You said you sent it through text message?
Yeah, it should be in your text messages there. Should be in your email as well, but should be in your text. It'll be, I sent you a few texts. So it'll be the one that says local splash, and then it says Michael to get your Google business profile verified.
No,
Google
okay.
You see that?
Yeah. Sure.
There's a little link in there. You click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we can list you without your insurance. But I'm still supposed to recommend over the recording that at some point you do get it, right? So the fact that you've already told
I woke up today actively calling, trust
me. Yeah, there you go. So the fact that you're even saying that on the recorded line, you're fine. You know, they know, like, hey, this guy plans on getting it. He might not have it right now. But the things that they're looking for are your email. You want to verify that, even though I already have it here. Your name, they're going to verify that, even though I'll have it. The primary business line. You know, that's all being submitted, the company name, right? So this is just you double verifying and making sure there's no discrepancies. And then it says upload picture of tools and equipment, which you use to carry out your work. Upload pictures of your work vehicle with license plate. If you want to cover your license plate number, you're welcome to do that. There's more looking for the Alabama on there and then make and model. And then upload business license and or insurance documentation, and you'll notice there's not a red asterisk next to that one. So it's only if it applies to you, but we do recommend that you get these, right? So it doesn't mean that we can't post you. We can post you for the advertisement, not a problem. But we're supposed to recommend as a business owner, you should get it, right? That way you don't run into any kind of hiccups. So
okay. Well, as far as, like, right now, like, I'm just using my personal vehicle, it'll probably be a while before I get a vehicle dedicated strictly for my work.
Yeah.
What
I want
so
you to know.
Do I have to have like a wrapped vehicle? Cause I don't have the money to do that right
now. No, Michael, what I want you to know is that before we even pre-qualified you for this phone call today, we already looked into it and would make sure that you had passed this, right? So if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the very last part at the end of all of this. There's a little section that says, sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with a Google representative. Would you be open to this option? You just check that yes box. Yeah, and we'll verify you over the phone. So it does, none of this will stop us from actually posting you. It's just more, they want to know that there's a real person on the other end that's cooperating, that's actually pushing these things forward, confirming what we're submitting to Google on their behalf, right? They want to make sure that you're actively involved and aware of what's going on, that we're not, it's not some like spoof account or dummy account, right? And they want to make sure, you ever see those things where it's like, oh, you click everyone with the bridge, make sure you're not a robot.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things, you know? And then, obviously, if you do send in, like, your license and insurance, though, there is a badge that we can put on there that lets them know, like, hey, license insured, verified this, verified that. So there are other little badges and credentials that we could add on to the Google business profile once you're up there. And so, obviously, over time, you know, we're going to get all of those, right? We'll get the insurance and the necessary things, but that's why I wanted you to look at this so you understand what they're going to ask for. And then obviously I don't want you to panic later on because maybe later on when you're filling this out, I'm not on the phone with you still. You know, you're doing your homework in the evening or whatever the case may be. Get ready for the client interview tomorrow. I just want you to understand that, you know, fill it out as best you can. Make sure you check that box at the bottom that says yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then we could do the video verification over the phone. We'll do a client interview at a set time. So that'll be tomorrow. I could also do a client interview today if you'd like, actually. I could get you into one.
No, tomorrow will be better.
Okay. What time is going to be best for the client interview tomorrow?
Well, I'll be having it with you.
So it's a separate department, but the way we do it, they prefer it because I'm usually the one that you're familiar with, especially on a negotiated package like this. So they'll have me call you first and introduce you to the client interview technician, and then they'll take over from there and walk you through it. It's usually about a 30-minute call, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions for them during the interview.
Okay. And during that interview process, is that when they would want to do the video and all that?
No, that'll be at a separate time. So they'll only request that. We have to have you submit this form first. So, I mean, if you have that form submitted before the client interview, then they'll give you an option on that or a date and time when to expect that. And so I will be continuing to follow up with you. It's just this client interview is done with a separate department. They kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, go over your keywords, the service area target, how you want your website to look. They'll buy the domain for your website so we can get started on that. So we streamline the process. Remember, 5 years old, computer illiterate. So it's really easy. It's all over the phone. General knowledge information. They're going to want to understand you. They're going to want to understand what projects you accept, what projects you don't accept. So that way throughout the year, we're not wasting your time with any kind of unqualified calls or vice versa. We don't want to be recommending you to somebody that you're not actually going to be able to help. So we want to be very thorough on exactly how we're listing you and what's an ideal client for you.
So what happens if, down the road that, like, I do want to add a new service,
mm-hmm.
What would I have to do to add that new service for y'all to advertise for that service as well?
Call me.
Okay.
Yeah, you give me a call. We sit down, go over the pricing structures, what to expect, where we're targeting. We'll get it set up. If it's an ad campaign or a Google guarantee, they'll have a separate pricing structures, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You got to have at least 5 verified reviews on your Google business profile before we could even offer you a Google guarantee anyway. So you kind of need this first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm going to say, like, right now, mainly it is mold testing that I'm doing, but
mm-hmm.
I'm eventually going to get into, you know, like, fire, smoke damage testing.
Right. Fire, water, mold. They all kind of fall in the same category, you know. Yeah. Right now, we'll just target the specific keywords. That's why we do the client interview. Specific keywords recommended for the services or regarding the services that you're able to provide right now. But obviously, that's why continued communication is important, right? It's moving forward. If you go, hey, I want to focus on doing fire damage now, we're going to swap out your keywords at that time. And so you need to place that phone call and let us know, hey, I want to switch out my keywords to this, and then we can swap it out through your account management team here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But while you're not doing that, we're not going to recommend setting it up that way. So during the client interview, we want to pertain to stuff that you'll be able to take on over the next month or two of using this. And then, you know, if any time you want to swap it, you could just call in and switch it out.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, like I said, it might sound complicated. I know it's a lot of things that we're going to be doing for your business over the course of the year, but we're not a set-it-and-forget-it company. We interact with you. We want to make sure that we're representing your business properly. So it's almost as if you're hiring somebody in-house, but for pennies on the dollar of what you'd be hiring them to actually work in-house for you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
On here where it says upload the business registration, is that mm-hmm. talking about my, I don't know, that's the business license right there. So you want the registration where I filed my LLC, correct?
Yep. And you just okay. Hit add file, and then you could just go ahead and snap a picture of that with your mobile device there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Like I said, I'm still kind of getting used to all this.
It's fine. No, it's fine. That's again, 5 years old, computer illiterate. We got you. We got you. Right.
What about a picture of invoice? What does that mean?
Like from a previous job you've completed. Just
I haven't started yet.
You haven't done anything yet? Okay. Again, that's...
No, I'm starting this month. Like, I'm planning on, like, within the next 2 weeks, because like I said, I'm getting my uniforms and my business cards made now.
Yeah, you're doing it the right way, though, is you're putting a horse in place to carry the carriage. A lot of guys, they get the carriage all built up, and then they have no workflow to kind of pull everything and keep it going. So you're doing it right. But as far as, like an invoice, that's fine. That's not actually one of the ones with the red asterisk next to it too. So it's really only if it applies to you. Same thing with picture of workplace. Like, you know, your workplace is going to change regularly depending on the job that you're on. You're not a guy that's sitting in an office. This is just one form that's like generic across the board for every industry, and every area across the United States. It's this exact same form. So it's really only if it's applicable to you. The ones with the red asterisk are the most important ones. If you're missing those ones, or any of them for that matter, and Google's telling us, hey, that's going to stop us from verifying, let's just call him to be able to verify, and, you know, we'll show face and show him that you're a real person and you're real. Have you be able to tell them what you're telling me here, and we'll get it verified and get it listed, you know? So.
Okay, but, like, yeah. So as far as the work vehicle, can I still, like, just take a picture of my personal car where they see, like, the license plate?
Yeah, they're not requiring you have a Dodge Ram 1500 with a stake bed, you know? it's just a work vehicle. That's fine, yeah. Send in what you have. A lot of times people use their personal vehicle as their work vehicle, and then they have all those incentives write-off-wise. Oh, absolutely. They write off their car payment as a business expense by calling it a work vehicle.
Yep.
Yeah. Happens all the time. We recommend it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The only other question I got is as far as, like, the workplace, like, I got, like, a little office area set up where I got all my equipment at.
Send it
I guess I can take a picture of that, where all my equipment is and my work laptop and all that. But
Perfect. As
far as, like, the ping or whatever you was talking about earlier.
The PIN. Yeah, the PIN verification letter. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what how does that work? Like,
it's a postcard. Sized envelope. It says Google on it. It'll have your business name on it. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back, and they mail it to you. And then you're supposed to relay the 5-digit number. And that's how they verify that you're actually at that address, by being able to open that mailbox and receive that postcard. I could hide your address. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I definitely don't want my address on Google.
That's fine. Most of the business owners that do business from home, they either hide it on their own, or we recommend that they hide it, so that way people aren't getting turn-by-turn directions to their door, know where all their work equipment is and everything.
Yeah.
So when you submit
the photos... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so like when you submit these photos of your workplace, you don't have to worry about those being seen by the general public. The things that you submit to this form are going to the Google headquarters themselves just to verify your listing. It's not out there for everybody to see. That's just for us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say, like, I know, like the only issue I got was having the thing sent to the pin set to my apartment is everybody's mail always gets mixed up. Like, I don't have any mail. The only mail I get is junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't suppose there's a way you could send it to my P.O. box where I know I can get it.
Yeah, they won't accept the P.O. box, but having the address on file, and then we usually FedEx Express it to you. So it doesn't go through traditional USPS mail, and they're pretty adamant about making sure you get it. But also, if you miss it, which has happened, that's why we have these other verification processes with the video verification. And you could literally show them during the video verification, like, look, I'm at this address that you guys had on file where I was supposed to get the PIN, you know, and that kind of lets us know. Yeah, because Google's out in California. So if you're saying, hey, we sent the PIN to this address out in Alabama, and you're saying you didn't get it, okay, well, now we're calling you and we're talking to you. Can you show us the address? You know, show us your doorstep. And it's like,
well, that's what kind of threw me off when I tried doing the verification myself was they said, like, no P.O. boxes, but...
Yeah, you can.
There's a bunch of contractors that I know, they use the same exact P.O. box location that I use. That's why I decided to do that.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no, that's why they don't want that, though, is because the post office is registered with Google on Google Maps for people to be able to get turn-by-turn directions to that address. And so the map is it's just an AI system that reads it, and your box is within that location. So the AI is like, this isn't Indoor Environmental Solutions. This is USPS mail, you know? So it's just, there's parts of it are automated and parts of it are man done. And so we have these automations in here where it's like, okay, fill this out. It's simple. But from time to time, we have the situations where the AI is not picking it up. It's not verifying it. Okay. Well, now we manually video call and bypass that. You get what I'm saying? So So a lot, that's why when I sign you up here, I'm giving you all three steps right out of the gate instead of going, oh, let's just send the pin out. And then we find out 5 to 7 days. Now we just wasted 5 to 7 days. The pin, there's an issue with the pin. Or, here, fill out this form. And then it's like, it's taking you forever to get the form back. Or maybe you're 5 years old, computer illiterate. You can't figure out how to send it in. Okay, video call, right? And then client interview. So we have various different ways of getting you verified. It's not one of these things that's going to stop you from getting verified. We throw out all the ammo that we have to make sure that our clients are getting past that point, and then we get them on that first page as soon as possible.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
You got to remember, most guys, they sign up with us month to month. Well, when they're first starting out, and then once they're with us for a bit, then they go into like the prepay situation. So it's like, business owners are impatient people. From my experience, everybody I work with is a business owner. So we've learned how to kind of adjust and make sure we accommodate you guys. It's like, you pay us today, you want results sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to work on everything right away. So like, we'll even purchase your domain, tomorrow, and then have the client interview tomorrow at the set time. What time did you say was actually best to do the client interview?
I would say noon my time.
Okay. Let me go ahead. Let me schedule this now. I still got to create your whole profile, so let me do that first. What's your last name, Michael?
It's Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R.
Okay. And then traditional spelling, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I already got your email here. And then what's the street address for me to send that pin verification letter to you?
It's 3000 Woodway Drive.
3000 Woodway. Found it. Southwest?
Southwest.
I gotcha. And you said there was an apartment number?
Yeah, 8.
8, okay. Huntsville, Alabama, 35805.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. And then I'm going to hide this for you. All right. Saved. All right. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business?
9 to 9.
9 to 9. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
I put 7 days a week right now.
Okay. I like it. Monday through Sunday. We could always change that later if it gets overwhelming, but right now we got to build up a book of business for you, so I kind of like that, to do it that way while we're still in the peak season. And if you want to switch it around, we can later. Save. All right. And then, do you have a logo or pictures of any work that might have been conducted in the past, even if it was from a different job? It's work you did, or a different company, I should say.
I'd have to call and get those type of photos sent to me.
No worries.
Like I said, my friend Brad, I do work with him all the time, so he would have the photos of the project I was on.
Okay. Do you need help with your logo?
I've already got one.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to send you this email address. If you could send in your logo, and then when you get photos from him, send in as many as you can. I mean, I think you want to continue to send these in, obviously, as new jobs go on. We want to basically document and verify everything and, you know, build up your reputation, get you established. We're coming from behind on this one. We're doing everything from scratch, so the more content we can get, the better.
All right.
Okay. So that one's easy, though. It's just an email address, just photos@localsplash.com. And then we also have stock photos that we could use too. So starting out, you know, we're not going to leave your website blank or anything like that. We have things that we have copyright permissions on from Google to be able to go ahead and use pertaining to your industry, but it's going to look pretty generic or stock until we get new stuff coming in. So I don't know if you're already ordering t-shirts, things like that, if you can get pictures of you guys in those or yourself in those, and if you do plan on decaling the truck, keep us updated on things like that, or your personal vehicle.
Okay. The photos, is that something that I can do once I get, like,
wait
till next week and get my business cards and all that?
This isn't all right now, Michael. See, that's why I don't want to overwhelm you. So the only things I'm going to need from you right now are just to create this account. Yeah, I got your client interviews going to be scheduled for noon tomorrow, so you want to be available for that. And then next week, there's going to be a pin that'll come in the mail. And over the weekend, if you could fill out that verification form that I showed you, then we'll be fine. But as far as getting the photos and everything like that, we'll go step by step, right? So I don't want to overwhelm you with things. I mean, the main thing right now is just creating this, be available for your client interview tomorrow. If you don't have your verification form completed by tomorrow, that's totally fine. Try to work on it over the weekend, get it to us by Monday, Tuesday next week, and then we'll start working on it.
I'll have it filled out tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, don't panic. You know, that's really the only time we're going to ask you to do any kind of legwork or stuff on the computer is when we're first getting it all started. And we're extremely patient. And if you ever get hung up on any of it, you know, you have a team of guys here and myself that will be able to get on the phone with you and walk you through it step by step, just like we're doing now. So.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. And then I have your account created and client interview scheduled. Let me go ahead and get you this package deal. So in terms of securing the first month, well, the first year's payment, I should say, of the $2,500, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Is that going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be under my business name.
Okay. So let me add Indoor Environmental Solutions LLC here, and we'll send the invoice receipt so you can write this off.
I don't know if the LLC will be on the card. Like, even I'm looking at the back of it, it does have my name and Indoor Environmental Solutions. But, like,
okay.
Solution is, like, halfway spelled, so I'm not sure if LLC, I'm not sure if the bank put LLC on the end or not.
Okay.
So just to let you know.
Well, we'll find out. It'll tell me. We use VeriSign. So same thing like Amazon or eBay. So if something's wrong, they'll let us know exactly what's wrong. It's a very detailed card code error, and then I can go in there and fix it.
Okay.
And the billing address is the same, that 3000 Woodway Drive Southwest, number 8.
No, it's going to be under my P.O. address.
Okay. What's the P.O. box?
It is 4800 Whitesburg Drive, think Southeast.
I found it. Yeah. 4800 Whitesburg Drive Southeast. And then is there a suite number with that?
Yeah, suite 30.
Okay.
P.O. 173.
Okay. Space PO 170. It's telling me to capitalize the PO and not put any periods. Okay. All right. And then this is showing as Huntsville 35802.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4869 4869 4621 4621 0005 0005 9264 9264.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0226
0226, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
334.
Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through the voice verification recording, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, I want you to go ahead and stop me, Michael. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize this transaction with your business today.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Indoor Environmental Solutions, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael Warner, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And let the record show I put on your account to primarily communicate via phone call rather than email. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then it says here, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, so we know everything you currently have, Michael. I've seen all the online listings pertaining to, like, you know, your business name, address, and phone number that currently exist. And that's fine if you want to continue to do those things. Okay, we're not telling you have to cancel anything. But after today, and basically until this time next year, if you're going to add anything online, double check with us and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating any of the online listings. That does cause a discrepancy with the AI, especially if some of the information that they submit doesn't match up.
Okay.
Okay. Shouldn't need anything else, honestly, unless you're doing like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. That's something that we could talk about down the line here as we're going on. But you know, just a heads up on that, because that could definitely cause Google to like suspend a listing if somebody creates like another Google business profile for you, or something like that.
Well, that's probably what messed my verification up, because I started doing it when I tried to verify myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did it on my phone, but my phone always goes to my personal Gmail.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting there for like a week, and I'm like, I finally noticed. I'm like, oh, crap, it wasn't this one. Then I ended up doing it again under my original, when I made my LLC, I just created a Google account for that. And then so I still got everything on that. Then when I bought my domain for my actual email that I'm going to be using for my business, I got that Gmail account now. And
oh,
so
geez.
I had three different ones trying to get verified. And it took me about 2 weeks for me to realize it. And I didn't realize it until like last Friday.
Thank you for telling me this right now, because we have to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. So
Thank you for that.
Yeah, we'll get on it right now. That's the first thing we usually do. We usually charge the setup fee for name, address, and phone number cleanups, but I waive the setup fee. We'll still do all the cleanups, so it's a requirement anyway. We can't have all those duplicates floating around. Causes problems.
Okay.
That's funny, though. That's definitely the reason why you didn't get verified, because they're like, wait a minute, you got the same number, the same address, the same, you know what I mean? The same information, like, four different times, and it's not different locations or, like, you're a franchise, so... Yeah, that'll definitely cause suspension and then kind of scratch their head a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. We'll get that cleared up. So pretty much what we're submitting today is law moving forward. Okay. And then where was I? Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 year. Okay. The first payment for your term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 8th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $2,500 for the annual prepay. It says when the term is completed, your agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew on a month-by-month basis on the 8th day of August of 2025. It'll go to that $299 month-to-month agreement. So in order to continue the prepay situation, you have to contact us before August 8th of 2025, which we'll probably have 100 conversations prior to then. But just full disclosure here at point of sale, or else it automatically will start billing at $299 month to month. Okay.
Is there a way that you can put like some sort of notification in there, like,
yeah, I'll
hey,
do it now.
Give this dude a call like a month before.
I got you.
Because okay. I'm not going to remember this date a year from now.
No worries. They always give you a notification before the next bill comes in anyway. You're not going to see those because you're doing a year prepay, but around the time it comes in, they do send you a text notification, and then I'm going to drop you in my own calendar here. I've been working here for 12 years. I'm not going anywhere. At least not for another 5 until I can ride off into the sunset. So I'll drop you in my calendar here, though, for July 8th of 2025. That'll be exactly a month before that auto payment starts, and then I'll give you a call to confirm it with you. So as long as I don't get in any major car accidents or anything, I'm in major health. I'm in good health, so should be all right.
I hear you.
All right. So, and then it says, where was I? Oh, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time after the first year. So because of the prepay and the way we have it set up, you're basically locked in. Okay. Like you're locked in at that pricing structure because, there's no reoccurring billing on that. So it's like a one-time payment for the whole service for the year. We submit the notification to Google. That's your spot. So after that first year is up, you can discontinue or cancel. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. There is an early termination. If you do cancel and you want to keep your website, they're going to charge you $199 for the site, and then we part ways with you. So just full disclosure on that. While you're using our services, the website, hosting, everything that has to do with it financially is included. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send all this to you in writing as well.
All right.
All right. Give me just a second here. I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive the confirmation text and email. It's going to be a full outline of this agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. And then they'll also send you login information for your tracking system. And then they will also send you that Google verification form again. You only have to fill that out once, but they just automatically send that out to every new client. I kind of sent it to you ahead of time here.
Okay, that's fine. I'd rather do it on my laptop anyways.
Yeah, that's usually the best route to go. But except for if your laptop doesn't have a camera, then that kind of slows it down. It'd be easier to do it on the phone because when you hit that upload button, it just flips around to your mobile device camera there.
I got you.
But again, if you're having trouble with it, don't hesitate to call.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll get you through it. You're moving in the right direction, you know. There's a lot of people where, you know, they go a year, 2 years, trying to fight this uphill battle, trying to get profitable and making money, you know. I try to explain it to them. You kind of have to have money, really, to make things work. But when you do a prepay like that for 25, it's a lot easier to offset 2,500 than if guys are paying 6,000 or 3,600 over the course of the year. You know, first job we get you, you're already profitable with it. And so it'll make that first year a lot easier to get into a profitable situation, than if you're going month by month. It's almost like if you're broke, you stay broke kind of situation.
That's true.
Classic America situation, right? The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but at least you acknowledge that you got to get some advertising going. I feel like you're going to be fine. What's your plan with Home Advisor by Angie's, though? Because I'm not a huge fan of those guys personally.
Well, me neither.
Okay.
I wish you would have called me like a week earlier.
I've heard that. I've got that before. Yeah. You're a week in, and you're already like, eh.
Yeah, but, I got it. Like, I got everything set up, but I got all my leads put on hold until the 19th. That way, it'll give me time to get my shirts and
get
business cards and all that.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, like, I've worked for almost every restoration company in my area over the last 10 years, and...
Mm-hmm. These guys are going to hate you.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to start seeing your face popping up everywhere.